Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Philip sent me a story out of USA Today, and it's an interesting discussion starter because we've talked before about who gets tickets and why. And I know some people say, well, Steve, if you don't drive fast, you won't get tickets. That's not always how it works. And there are people out there, though, who somehow seem to get out of tickets. Other people just never get tickets. Some people get tickets all the time. I've mentioned before that I've had a few tickets in my life, but it's been a while since I actually got a ticket from now looking backwards. I had some issues when I was younger. I drove a lot. I had some cars that caught attention. And I may have actually been speeding from time to time. But if you drive a lot, you can often have interactions with the police just simply because of, you know, you see a lot of cops and you're out driving around. So the story out of USA Today is life in the fast lane. Subaru WRX owners have the most speeding tickets in the last year, according to a study by Insurify. So the question is, do drivers of certain models of cars get more speeding violations than drivers of other models of cars? And a lot of times statistics will do this, where people will look at the very, very first thing that they see and go, oh, you buy this car, it gets you tickets. And of course, that's not the direct correlation. There's other things going on. But again, this is a great place to start the conversation because according to a recent study by the insurance comparison platform Insurify, they examined more than 2 million insurance applications and they found that people behind the wheel of a Subaru WRX sports car received the most speeding tickets over the past year. Now, it sounds like gross numbers, meaning that they're simply saying who got the most tickets. And I know you're saying, Steve, that's what they said. Well, but there's an issue here. And the first issue obviously is, what's the whole population of cars out there? And what percentage of them are these cars? And are there demographic issues? Which is actually a bigger question, I believe. Insurify says on its website, maybe these car models are just unlucky enough to attract more attention. Or maybe their drivers are adrenaline junkies. The drivers of the Subaru WRX. The platform released a list of the top 10 vehicles attracting negative attention from authorities in the road. So again, it appears to be talking about who got the tickets. So it's not who got pulled over, who got the tickets. Across all car models, 10.49% of drivers have a speeding citation on their record, according to Insurify. So that means almost 90% of drivers in America, according to this, don't have any tickets. I'm fascinated by that concept because I was under the impression it was more than that. But I do recall at one point in time in my life getting a second ticket not long after I'd gotten a first ticket or a previous ticket and getting a letter from the Secretary of State's office that said, Dear Mr. Leto, and I appreciated that address, Mr. Leto, and they said, you now have 4 points on your license. Just to let you know that if you hit 6, you're in trouble. If you hit 12, you're in real trouble. But the average person does not have more than 3, meaning that 2 points, if you looked at all the people who've got points in their records, most people have 2 or fewer. And 3 is apparently past the point of where most people are. And so I remember at the time thinking, well, that's unusual. But again, these are all playing with numbers. But it does appear that 90% of people who are applying for insurance, according to Insurify, almost 90% don't have any tickets. Have you ever had a driving ticket? No. I thought it was rarer than that. Apparently, it's not. Now, despite Ferraris and Mustangs having a reputation for whizzing down highways, more affordable brands see the most speeding violation. Again, however, keep in mind that there's very few Ferraris out there compared to more common cars. So if every Ferrari out there got a ticket, it still wouldn't be a statistically significant number compared to the number of other vehicles out there. Mustangs, obviously, are more common. I understand that, but I'm merely pointing this out. So I was driving yesterday in my Viper, and I've got a video that's coming up very shortly where I drove through the Tunnel of Trees up in Harbor Springs, Michigan, out in the middle of absolutely nowhere. And I come to a stop, and facing me at another stop sign is a guy in a Porsche. Me and my Viper, him and his Porsche. Out in the middle of nowhere. We both waved and just kept going. What's most striking, however, is that 20% of WRX owners in this group had a speeding ticket. So of all the people who applied for insurance who had WRX Subarus, one out of every five, slightly better than one out of every five, has had a speeding ticket. Keep in mind that roughly 10% of all drivers have got speeding tickets. And roughly 20% of all WRX owners have speeding tickets. So it does appear that there is a statistical significance there. People who drive the Volkswagen GTI and Subaru Impreza were also prone to speeding tickets. The Volkswagen GTI picking up 17% among their group and 15.9% of the Subaru Imprezas also were ticketed. The automobile brand with the most models in the top 10 is Dodge with four. And that would be the Dodge Dart, Dodge Challenger, Dodge Charger, and the Dodge Ram 2500. People speeding in trucks. You know, and that's brings us to a whole bunch of different topics we could discuss, not the least of which is truck racing in NASCAR, something I never quite got into. But I'd be more interested to see a breakdown of the demographics by age. And I'm wondering if the people who have the Subaru WRX sports cars are a younger group. I suspect that they are. And I suspect there might be some other things in that group of people that make them more likely to drive quickly. I'd also like to see it broken down between male and female with respect to how many of those cars are owned by each and how many of each of them get tickets. But again, we only have the raw numbers here. And this gets us back to the statistical argument I had going a long, long time ago, which has to do with the Daewoo Lanos. And some people will recall that there have been some jokes about the Daewoo Lanos that I've cracked on this channel. And that's simply because there was a website that aggregated complaints about cars. And based on the number of complaints they received, they declared the Ford Explorer is the worst car ever built. And they said that's because we get the most complaints about Ford Explorers. And if you went and read the complaints, there'd be a complaint where somebody said, yeah, my 1995 Ford Explorer just had to have its hubs replaced. Your 25-year-old Ford Explorer need to have its hubs replaced? Oh, what a tragedy. And they declared it as the worst car ever built because of that. But I pointed out that you could find a year where the Daewoo Lanos and the Ford Explorer were both sold in America, okay? And find the earliest year that there's that correlation. And then fast forward to today, every single Daewoo Lanos is in a junkyard. There are no Daewoo Lanoses on the road right now that are running. There's almost none. In fact, at one point I challenged anyone who could send me a registration to prove they had one on the road. I'd give them a prize. No one complied. So the fact of the matter is that a website that declares the Ford Explorer is the worst car ever built because some of them are on the road 25 years later, while all of the cars in the cohort from Daewoo the same year are all in the junkyard. Which is a better car again? The one that's still on the road and only needs wheel hubs? Or the entire fleet that's in a junkyard? And so that's an example of somebody who's looking at statistics and not understanding what they're seeing or even doing any thinking about it. But I understand the Insurify people here are trying to make a point. And they're also, by the way, just doing this for advertising because I've now said their name three times. Maybe four, I'm not counting. But it does raise an eyebrow because the Subaru WRX owners have double the rate of speeding tickets that another group does. And the question then becomes, is it the car? Is it the driver? And I suspect that the car attracts a certain kind of driver who's going to drive the car a certain way. We've also talked before about whether or not like red cars get ticketed or sports cars get ticketed or anything gets ticketed more often than something else. And I have seen studies and statistics and all kinds of stuff that claim that that is absolutely not true. I can tell you that I had a Jeep Wrangler. I drove it no differently than any other car I drove. And I'm convinced it was invisible to cops. I'm just convinced of it. But hey. That's just a feeling I had. Nothing I can objectively quantify. So there you go. But Philip, thanks for the story. Questions, comments, put them below. I'd love to talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Why couldn't the leopard play hide and seek? Because he was always spotted.